Welcome to the DiscusGuy.com weekly podcast. Today is April 28th, 2020. My name is Rob, owner and founder of DiscusGuy.com. Our weekly podcast episodes are based around the most common questions I receive from customers. Today's episode, we're going to talk about the eight best foods for discus fish. So we're going to be discussing the different types of food to feed the discus and how often you should feed your discus as well. So let's get right into it. As I go through these foods, I'm just going to go through the list. They're not in any particular order, but we'll talk about each food individually. So first, couple things before we get started. Discus fish require a well-balanced diet, which includes a variety of different foods. Now, out of all the foods they eat, keep in mind the diet of a discus fish should have about 50% protein in it. So, regardless of what type of food, you have to make sure it has a pretty good protein content. So, with that being said, let's take a step back before we get into the domestic discus, and let's talk about discus in general in the wild. So what do discus eat in the wild? So in the wild, discus eat shrimp, small fish such as minnows, and insects. And also they eat black worms or any kind of worms they could find in the sand. So that's what a natural diet of a discus consists of. So with the domestic discus as well as wild discus, if you're keeping those, you want to mimic their natural diet as much as possible. So keep that in mind and let's get started talking on the list. So the number one on our list today is high quality flake food. And when I'm talking about high quality flake food, you need a flake food that has a good balance of protein, vitamins, and a mixture of all the necessary ingredients needed for the discus fish to grow and the colors to look sharp. There are many many flake foods in general out in the market. Some are better than others when it comes to as far as higher protein. Most of these discus flakes or just general flakes you see out in the stores don't have much of a protein content. So you want to try to pick one that has the highest protein content. After many years of dealing with discus fish, I had the opportunity to meet a lot of people in the discus fish business and hobby throughout the years. In some of those meetings, I've actually also had the opportunity to meet owners of large fish food companies. So with that being said, for those of you that may or may not be familiar with DiscusGuy.com, we have our own line of fish foods that are specifically made to our specifications. We have general discus flakes, we have brine shrimp flakes, we have beef heart flakes, super growth flakes, super color flakes. So we have a variety of foods and they all have high protein content needed by the discus so they could grow big and colorful. And our foods have the highest protein content out there. You won't find any fish food in the big box stores or online that will have as much protein as we do. So definitely check out our flake foods on DiscusGuy.com. So flake foods is the number one thing you want to feed your discus. Keep in mind, this list, you want to be able to feed all the different foods on this list to your discus and just vary it from day to day. And we'll talk about that more later on in the podcast. The next thing, beef heart. There's a lot of talk about beef heart with discus, and the reason why people say, oh, use beef heart because there's a lot of protein in it. Protein makes the fish grow faster. Beef heart, yes, it's good for discus to a certain limit. Keep in mind that discus are not eating beef heart in the wild. There are no cows in the lakes and rivers where discus live in the wild. Discus are not eating beef heart in the wild. Now, while beef heart has a lot of protein, beef heart does have a lot of fat as well. So you have to be very careful that the beef heart you are using does not have a lot of fat, and it comes from, you know, a good quality source of beef. With that being said, there's a lot of these big box pet stores that will sell frozen beef heart in cubes. The frozen beef heart in cubes, it has a lot of fillers in it, meaning there's a lot of cornmeal and things like that. So you're not really truly getting the true beef heart effect. Your best bet if you want to feed your fish beef heart is one of two things. You can make your own beef heart recipe at home, and you could find a couple of recipes on our website, discusguy.com, or you could buy beef heart flakes. Again, you have to be careful where you buy the beef heart flakes. A lot of the beef heart flakes that you see out there online are very cheap, and when you put them in your water, your tank will start turning a reddish color, which shouldn't be the case. A high quality beef heart flake will not change the color of your water. So once again, if you're looking for the highest quality beef heart flakes out in the market, check our website. They're made to our specifications. Again, discusguy.com, check out our beef heart flakes. They are the highest quality beef heart flakes you could find out there. The next thing on the list that you want to incorporate into your discus fish diet is brine shrimp. Now, when I say brine shrimp, it could be newly hatched brine shrimp, or it could be brine shrimp flakes. Now, it's very difficult to constantly keep a supply of live brine shrimp at hand. So I suggest, once again, to make life easier, we've developed brine shrimp flakes available on our website, discusguy.com. And again, gives you the same exact benefits of brine shrimp, but in a flake format. So that way you don't have to worry about hatching brine shrimp and the mess associated with it. Brine shrimp is also good. Brine shrimp has a lot of water in it, though, so you're not going to get as much protein as other foods. Brine shrimp is a lot of water-based. So, but it's still a good throw in there as a variety of food for your discus. Next is bloodworms and blackworms. We're talking bloodworms and blackworms are good for your discus because, again, it's that protein factor that's included in there. However, you have to be careful, especially if you're feeding live bloodworms and live blackworms. Now, people are under the misconception that bloodworms and blackworms could be fed as the only type of food for your discus, and that is incorrect. It could be fed once in a while, and the reason why you don't want to feed bloodworms and blackworms all the time to your discus is because it causes the fish to bloat, and it could give them intestinal problems, and you'll see the fish look swollen, and eventually they could even get bladder issues and start swimming sideways. So you want to feed bloodworms once in a while, I don't know, maybe 2 to 3 times a week. I personally feed the bloodworms no more than 2 times a week. And another thing, you have to be careful where you get your live bloodworms and blackworms from, because a lot of the live worms contain parasites. So you have to be very careful. You could also buy at the big box stores frozen bloodworms. And those are fine as well. But again, you're going to have some fillers mixed in there. But frozen bloodworms are pretty safe. And if you're going to get the live blackworms or live bloodworms, there's only like 2 places in the United States that sell them currently. They're not cheap. And there's supposedly a shortage of them due to the bad weather that we had last year. But something you want to incorporate into your fish diet, and but not a primary source of food. Now, the next type of food on the list, you're gonna be a little surprised when I tell you, but it's called, and you know about it very well, it's salmon. So what you want to do, you go to your local grocery store or fish market, wherever you buy fresh fish, and you buy a fillet of salmon. Right, and you basically keep it frozen, but when you're going to go feed your discus, you get a little piece, you thaw it out, and you basically actually want to throw it in your tank while it's still hard. and a little, very small piece. Remember, it has to be small enough so the discus could eat it. And you throw these little pieces in there. And you could do the same thing with shrimp, because remember, the discus eats shrimp in the wild. So you want to get peeled shrimp. You cut little, very small pieces while they're still hard, and you throw them in your tank, and the discus will go crazy for it. And it's a natural food, and it's very good for the discus as far as their coloration. So salmon and shrimp are definitely plus. You'll be surprised how the fish will go for that. So definitely keep some frozen salmon and shrimp in your freezer and incorporate that into your daily feeding of discus fish. Another popular food for discus pellets, discus pellets. Now, pellets come in different sizes, smaller ones for smaller fish, bigger pellets for bigger fish. And they also come in two forms. They either float or they sink. So keep in mind, discus fish are like kind of like scavenger type. So they're going to be at the bottom always picking food and things like that. So pellets, sinking pellets may be a good option. And keep in mind, you have to make sure you get the right size pellets, because if the pellets are too big, your fish won't be able to eat them. And then another, and the last of the foods on my list for discus fish, is freeze-dried tubiflex worms. Now, keep in mind, they must be freeze-dried tubiflex worms. Do not feed live tubiflex worms. The reason why you don't want to feed live tubiflex worms are raised basically with a lot of eating a lot of garbage, so they could have a lot of parasites. However, if you get freeze-dried ones, they go through this cleansing process and they are fine for the fish, unlike the live ones, which contain a lot of parasites. So stick with the freeze-dried tubiflex worms. There's a couple of companies out there that sell them. If not, you can buy them online. Freeze-dried tubiflex worms. They're good for both domestic and wild discus. And again, they must be freeze-dried. Do not feed live ones. So now that you know the list, and let me just summarize it real quick. We're talking about high protein foods, flake food, beef heart, brine shrimp, bloodworms, black worms, salmon, freeze-dried tubiflex worms, shrimp, and pellets. Now, the question is, how often should you be feeding discus fish? Well, it all depends, right? First of all, how old the discus fish are. Now, if you have young discus fish, I'm talking under three months of age, you're going to be feeding these guys at least 10 times a day because you need to get them bigger. But on average, the average fish out there for sale is a minimum of, 2 inches or more. So any fish that's like 2 inches size or more, I mean, the more you feed them, the better. However, you could get away with feeding 2 to 3 times a day. Now, when you do feed your discus fish, you want to feed them very little bit at a time over the course of 10 or 15 minutes. You don't want to just drop in a whole handful of food and just leave, because they may not eat it all and it's going to mess up your tank. It's going to get the tank dirty. You're going to have a lot of uneaten food at the bottom. So what you want to do is spend at least 10 minutes and give little bits of food at a time. And keep feeding every 10 minutes, a little bit over the course of 10 minutes, so the discus fish won't eat anymore. And then that's how you keep the tank pretty clean. And at the same time, you're feeding the fish. You could do it 2 to 3 times a day is fine. Maybe in the morning before you go to work, at night before you go to bed. And if possible, if you want to do a third feeding, if someone's home during the day, you could do it during the day. If not, in the morning and at night is fine. And you want, over the course of 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, however much the discus fish will eat, that's what you want to do. Discus fish, very sociable. So after some time, you could actually hold the food in your, between two fingers and stick the food in the tank, and the discus fish will eat right out of your hand, once they get used to their surroundings. But that's basically it. Make sure you don't overfeed the fish, because it will mess up your water. And as we all know, discus fish need very clean water. And that's pretty much it. If you have any questions about anything we discussed in today's podcast, feel free to send me an email. I could be reached on our website, discusguy.com. You could email me, admin@discusguy.com, or you could contact me through WhatsApp right on the website, discusguy.com. If you have any questions about the fish food, how often you should feed, if there's any type of food you have a question about, again, make sure you check out our different types of high-quality, high-protein foods that we offer on our website. You won't find anything else like it anywhere else. And we also sell frozen beef heart mix. If you're in the New York, New Jersey area, it's easier if we sell it by the pound. If you want to come by and pick some up, very difficult to ship because it has to stay frozen, but just wanted to put that out there, and it's also on our website as well. Again, hope everyone is safe. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Tune in next week for the next episode. Until then, I hope to hear from you guys soon. Take care.